want you to do me a favor.
Yeah, sure.
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
What?
I want you to hit me as hard as you can.
Podcast Pendulum.
What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, man. Watch it.
You know how I know that you're gay?
Oh.
You have a rainbow bumper sticker on your car that says, I love it when balls are in my face.
That's gay?
You consider the possibility that God does not like you. He never wanted you.
In all probability, he hates you.
Batu! Rada!
Okay then.
That's it.
Caleb, we're recording. Recording right now.
Oh, hey, we are.
Yeah, we're recording. Hey, fuck you, Carlos.
You actually caught me off guard.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I do. Hey, how's it feel, Carlos? You jerk.
Feels kind of nice, actually.
Never told me when we start recording, so fuck you.
Yeah.
Oh, good times. Hey, everyone, this is Nate.
And this is Carlos.
Carlos, my face.
And I'm Caleb.
He's next to my face. That was fun. That's Caleb. He's here. Having fun.
Funny boys from work.
Good times.
I'm sure we mentioned him a couple times.
Yeah, we've talked about Caleb before. All the time.
We always talk shit about you.
You probably do. I don't listen.
We talk crap about you. We say, hey, Caleb's gay. I don't like him.
Speaking of gay, Donald.
What? What? Speaking of gay, Donald. .. No. Dash. That's it. That's your entire thought.
The end.
The end. Like a Dominic story. Oh my god. So fun. It's so bad. I wish we had another headset.
Yeah.
We should get another one.
We should.
And get a splitter.
Episode 66 of Podcast Pendulum.
Fuck you. Oh yeah, it is episode 66. Episode 66.
Oh, 600 more episodes. Yeah. We can make it.
And four more episodes. No, in three more. Well, three four more. If you count this one. 69.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Don't ask questions. You don't ask questions,
four,
Caleb.
Four more episodes from 66 is not 66.
He's counting this episode.
We're doing episode 66 right now. You jerk.
I'm sorry.
Cock.
Snot.
Cock snot. Oh my god. Oh my god. Cock snot. That's so bad. See him in Spider-Man. Caleb's here. Caleb's here. Monkey and Apple. Contact information. Show us hotline number is 1-2. We have messages. Fuck, we didn't download them.
When the fuck did that happen?
Donald and Rory, because I was on with them. Always like,
I was there.
Yeah, you were there.
I was there too.
So, I was not. So it's, our hotline number is 1-206-350-3336.
Our show's email is my.
Wow. Suck at life. You suck at life right now, girls.
Podcast.com.
Stop it, don't even try anymore. Show's email is myspace.com/podcast.
Show is stopping.
Yeah, sure.
Show is stopping.
No, you're not stopping anything. Fuck you. You fail at life.
Show's
email is myspace.com. I get it.
Yes.
Okay. Fix it right now.
That is
never
technically
happens.
An email.
No, it's not. You can't send emails. I send emails, so it doesn't work. No, you cannot.
Message.
You can.
MySpace message.
You can't send an email to it though.
Shut up.
You can send MySpace. Hey.
It's electronic mail.
I love
message.
I love it. No, I tried to send, like, an email from, like, AOL to, like, ntdg@myspace.com. Never works. Wow. Wow. I thought you could do that.
No.
A long time ago. Okay, wouldn't that be so much fucking easier, though? If it just, like, made, a free email address for you, like, with your, like, slash name, your URL? Wouldn't that be fucking easy? And it comes to you as a MySpace message, too? Wow, I hate you.
Sure.
I hate both of you guys right now.
Because you actually thought it would happen.
God, it sounded like a good idea.
It sounded like a good idea.
I didn't think it would happen, but I tried it, and I was like, it's probably not going to happen. But
that's what they said about the Holocaust.
Holocaust never happened. That's a joke. It's a joke among the elite crowd.
Yes.
Like us.
They couldn't make good cakes, though. The good ovens were full.
It's all a story. That is... Yeah. Oh my god, that sounded pretty bad. They couldn't.
You just got that.
They couldn't make cake or pizzas. All the ovens were being used. Oh, that's mean. No, you're not. No, you're not. Kick you in the balls if you're Jewish. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Actually, I'm Jehovah's Witness, and they killed Jehovah's Witnesses in the Holocaust.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
Jerk.
Hey, they killed Puerto Ricans too. No, because they didn't go to Puerto Rico. They didn't care about us, so we're fine.
We're just, hey, we're cool. We're over here.
We're cool. We're Indians. We're savages. We don't care about life. Having babies everywhere. That's all we do.
Oh.
It's all. No, not yet.
No,
they can hear
no
you.
One can hear you.
Wow. Okay.
You're speaking to yourself.
No, they can hear you. You gotta
you
speak louder.
Fuck this noise.
Fuck this. Put it on, Caleb. Put it on. Put the headset on. It's your life. Oh my God.
Oh,
you have the headset.
It doesn't
on.
Fit my head.
It fits your head.
Okay.
It's adjustable.
I don't want to adjust it.
You're on the podcast. Say something useful.
I don't have many useful things to say.
Fuck essentials. MySpace. It's MySpace.com. So we didn't fucking we fucking forgot, Carlos. MySpace.com/podcastpendulum. My MySpace is MySpace.com/NTDG. Carlos' MySpace is MySpace.com/CarlosGenki. GENKI, all one word. Carlos, Caleb's my...
My MySpace is MySpace.com/CalebPortProvost.
Wow, I didn't think it would be that simple.
It's my name.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
It sucks, I know.
It's too simple. It's not complicated.
Show your mouth.
What's your nickname, Caleb? Caleb.
I don't have a nickname.
I know
sad.
You don't. I have a nickname.
Yeah, Nate.
Or Nathaniel.
Do you have a nickname, Carlos?
Tony.
What's your
Tony?
Nickname? Tony.
Well, you don't want to tell anyone. You just kind of...
No,
no. No, you're not. No, you're not. Why would you do that? You're a jick. You're a jick. A jerk and a dick. That's
a
who
jick.
You are. That's how you are. A jerk dick. Who said that? What? Who would say that? You're a jick. Caleb's a jick. Say something!
I don't want here!
Wow. Wow, okay. Is the headset free-floating right now? Is that what's happening? Am I the only, stable one?
We'll bring Caleb back some more time.
Clan cookout.
ThrivePendulum.com. Buy some Thrive. Support us, please.
No one's gonna buy Thrive ever, Carlos. You know that. No one cares about what we say, ever. No one ever cares about what we say.
Let me live in my lie, Nathan.
Let you live in your delusion. Oh, God.
Look.
Knife. Knife. You have to watch that video to understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What?
You're gay.
I didn't
call
you gay.
Oh. What'd you say?
So you're gay.
I thought you said, so you're gay? What? You're gay. Screw you, jerk.
Guilty conscience.
No, I thought he said that. I can't hear with the headphones on.
Sure.
No. A lot. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but no. A lot. No, a lot. Yes. No.
I am many times not gay.
I've never heard that before. Many times. I'm very anti-gay in my body. My body's not gay.
It's physically not meant to be gay.
Well, mine isn't. I don't know about everyone else. What? Yours isn't? Sure it isn't. Touch your hand right now. Yeah, you like it. Touch your hand. Yeah. Don't lick your lips at me, Caleb.
That's what I do. That's my thing.
Yeah, he does that. It's Carlos's thing.
He's licking my lips.
Carlos does that. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Okay. Don't do that. Don't pant with your tongue at me. It's awkward. Especially when we're recording the show. So I can't really say anything. It's just like, what?
This is officially the gayest episode of Pocket Spongebob ever.
Well, the gayest beginning. I mean...
It's just because
yeah, because you're here. Oh, okay.
It's your superpower.
If anyone's listening, we're not making fun of gay people. We all know gay people. We all have gay friends. It's just... It's funny sometimes.
Yeah.
We're not disrespecting you guys. We respect whatever you do.
Yep.
Let's
go
cool.
on and do your thing.
Better float your boat. My God, that's so mean.
That's Donald, I love
you. No, he doesn't, Donald.
Donald,
no,
we're
yeah,
Caleb
sure.
Better.
Yeah, Donald, you're gay. So. Caleb thinks you're gay.
Is that true?
You said it like 3 times.
At the least.
Yeah. Yeah, involuntarily.
it's like threats for him.
Yeah. It's just like pure thought. Just Donald's gay. What? I didn't say that, did I? It just comes out so easily. It's like Tourette's.
It's like the thing we talked about.
The hand?
No.
The crab. The crab. The fruit of the loom?
No, it's like
Freudian slip.
Yeah, it's a Freudian slip.
No, it's not.
That
It came out by mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, Donald, he thinks you're gay. He thinks you're so gay.
Dominic?
So no. Much. Huh?
Did you say Dominic?
Donald.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow, who are you?
What?
Dominic isn't listening to this episode. He doesn't care about our show.
Yeah, no, but still.
I don't think he really cares about, like...
sex.
Yeah.
Dominic.
With a very annoying person.
I don't know. I'm like, so awkward. Not anymore, really. I mean...
You don't think she's annoying anymore?
No, he doesn't care about her anymore. That's what I meant. So... I haven't seen her, thank God.
Yeah, where has she been?
I don't know, she's a big
dead.
Head. A big head.
Dead.
Do you notice that?
She's a big head and big eyes.
Big head, big eyes. Awkward. It's like fucking giant... like Squidward's house. Like an Easter Island head. She doesn't have a nose. It's like fucking colorful. No nose. Oh, like an anime. No nose. No.
Even they have noses.
Some of them do.
Most of them.
You know what's funny? Donald thinks you look like Code Lyoko.
What the fuck?
I look like
an entire anime?
I don't know. He randomly told me, he's like, Carlos looks like a character in Code Lyoko. No, he doesn't.
The fuck?
He said, it looks like Code Lyoko was modeled after Carlos. I was like, what? What? But what? How?
They're in France.
I don't understand. They are?
Yeah.
Wow. How do you know this?
Because I've watched it.
Why? I watched it once. I didn't like it. I was like, this is dumb.
I watched it every once in a while.
I love Code Lyoko. I haven't seen it forever, but I do.
It actually has a couple good episodes.
Wow. Make me feel like you're a fucking outsider for not liking Code Lyoko. Hey, my phone. That's nice.
No, no, can't.
They can hear you.
Talking to the microphone.
You gotta come over here. There you go. Oh my God, he's sitting on my leg right now.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
What?
We talk to ourselves.
We talk to ourselves. Yeah.
That makes me sad.
What?
It was a good conversation. But hey, no one can now know what that conversation is.
Hey, where'd you go?
No one could hear.
Hey.
Well, then they can hear you. They probably hear you in the background. Yeah, I'm
if
sure.
You talk loud enough, I guess. And you're pretty close.
That was a yawn. I made it awkwardly loud like that. Yes, it was. I went like to make it awkward for everyone involved. You're sitting on my leg, Caleb.
Wow.
Okay, it's not pain. It's awkward. I'm gonna put my arm around you. Okay. There we go. Now I'm comfortable with life. Oh my God. Oh my God. Glad people can't see this.
MySpace photo.
I'm taking a picture right now. Oh my God, I'm so happy. Okay, keep the knife to a snack. Hold on. Okay.
And the stress ball in my hand too.
Let's see how that came out. Hold on, it's too much on me.
Narcissist.
Camera whore. You have a knife to his throat.
Why are you so happy?
Because he put that's my nipple. And I started laughing. Right as I took the picture.
Well, it was my nipple.
Oh my God! Hey, it's still recording. It's still recording. This is what we do on the shows. We just let it record. We don't care.
Oh hey, we're
fun.
We have a show.
I really hope they heard me for like the first 12 minutes.
I think they did.
They should have.
We have our arms around Caleb right now. We're gonna forcibly. ...
Hey, Kev, does this rag smell like chloroform to you?
He's done. He's gone. Thank God. Let's play a song. Caleb's out. Chloroform. So, Carlos. Hey.
So, I guess we'll start off with my song?
I guess. I don't know. Whatever. I'll stop it.
Okay.
Go.
Oh, hey. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, this song was requested by my girlfriend, Jackie. And hope she enjoys it. Hope she doesn't mind all the gayness flowing out of this episode.
Oh, my girlfriend doesn't mind either. But they know. They know us. Caleb's girlfriend knows too, so it's fine. Yeah, you have to say something about... Oh, when you wake up.
When he wakes up, yeah.
He's passed out.
Yeah.
He's gone.
We're gonna play a song, touch to Caleb and stuff. Right. The song is called Inside the Fire by the band Disturbed. Hope you guys enjoy. We're back. That was Inside the Fire by Disturbed. Hope you enjoy it, baby.
A mic recording?
Is your mic recording?
Are you recording?
Am I recording? I should be recording.
Okay, it's moving. Okay.
Hold on.
Don't talk. Blah. Okay, we're recording. That's a test. We're not gonna... Your hand was on my crotch, almost.
Almost. It's gotta be like this.
This is how me and Caleb shake hands. God, I don't have anything now. God, I had the knife and the stress ball, and I lost it all.
Lost it all.
Like the real world.
You snooze,
not the TV
you lose.
Show. I meant like actual life.
You snooze, you lose.
Real world got born. Yeah.
Well, because everyone can hear me when I talk that low.
You're right next to me.
Oh, yeah.
So they can hear you. If you were like over there, they probably couldn't hear you. But now you're fine.
No, they can't hear you. They can't. If you don't, they can hear me though.
They can hear me like this.
They can hear us, but they can't hear you.
All right. So.
Yeah. What are you?
Carlos, you know. Okay, you know what I can do for my project? I just realized. Mm-hmm. I can use fucking audio from the old shows to show them how bad it was. And then she's like a random thing. Hey, shut your fucking mouth, Carlos.
You know how much that made me cringe in pain?
Hey! Shh. And then I can use a clip from a new episode and like, hey, this is how far we've come.
See, this is us when we were nervous. It's us when we were nervous
with
better
technology.
Should do that.
Shut you up. Yeah.
Have like,
this is
fun or friendly song in the background, sort of like as a transition.
With some old-fashioned fun. Gotta have fun with everyone. That's a Human Giant.
I don't even know what Human Giant is.
Who are you right now?
Do you want to know what anything is?
Yes. Yes.
Like what?
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
World of Warcraft.
Oh, okay. Who doesn't know what that is?
Really? What about WoW?
What?
WoW.
Remember WoW the arcade around here? Were you here?
WoW the arcade?
Yeah. It was probably before your time.
Yeah.
It was before your time. It was in the Kmart Plaza.
Yeah.
Pay like $5 to get in. Every game was a nickel.
Yeah.
Oh, it made me so happy. Remember that?
I've only been here since sixth grade.
Who are you?
Caleb!
Jesus. Oh, yeah, you told me the stories. Yes, you told me the stories. Oh, the stories you've told.
Lane is a really gay word.
Lane? Lois Lane? She's a girl. Haha, I get it. Racist. A sexist. You sexist racist. She was a... white. You're not white.
I'm not white.
What? Give me the knife. Please, what? Give me something. I want to have something.
Not until you come up with a conversation.
God damn it. Oh my god. I don't want your shoe. I want my phone. Saving that picture.
So yes, what are we talking about?
School.
School. College?
Yes. You never talked about, fucking, you're doing your project on the show.
Me doing my project?
When you did Podcast Pendulum Project.
Yeah,
No, bullshit.
Did?
No, you did not.
Remember we even read some of the comments for some of my stuff?
I read the comments for the complete thing.
And I was talking about it.
Okay.
Why would we say the comments without saying what the hell I was doing?
Okay. Yeah.
Knife.
Oh, talk to Jess right now.
Yes. Caleb has a message to say, so if you hold on.
Put the headset on. It's not fucking hard. It's not complicated to put on Caleb's headset.
I put it on without complication.
All right.
Okay. Jess, I kind of just suck at life. It's true. I do. It's unfortunate. I love you. And I'm sorry. Forgive me for.
You didn't do anything. Holy shit!
I know.
Shit.
I didn't. Shut up. Shut up. These things happen.
Oh my god.
Things happen. Shut up, Elizabeth. Seriously.
That's not seriously. Her name.
That is her
that
name.
That's not
Stop
her
it.
Name.
Nathan, you cannot. Seriously.
Okay, hold on.
You can't build your relationship on a lie. Okay.
Elizabeth is not Emily's name.
Wow. Who is Emily?
Wow.
Who
are you, Caleb?
Elizabeth.
Who are
Stop
you,
it.
Khalib?
Stop it. And my name's not Khalib. Okay?
Yes, it is.
No,
it's Khalib.
No.
I met you as Khalib.
You're building all your relationships
I
on lies.
I met you as...
You're Muslim?
Russian.
No, Russian. I'm the Russian terrorist. Wow, that was
Khalib Provost.
Yep. Terrorist. That is how you met me. Pat Hogan.
Well, I called you that.
Oh.
Fuck Pat Hogan. No, he's in my video class. He's cool now.
Now.
I never talked to him before. I just kind of knew him. Hey, Carlos, you're not on the show anymore. Wow.
I kind of miss Carlos.
He's right here.
No, but he's not talking.
Well, the people don't.
That's true.
Well, the people miss him.
People don't matter. Just kidding, people. Don't be me.
Caleb, listeners suck.
We say
they suck.
Wow, you guys suck. And you know who's the only person listening to this? Donald.
Donald.
So once again.
Yeah.
You suck.
Probably Jackie. Baby.
Elizabeth, Carlos. He said Elizabeth.
Carlos, don't play into his,
he's
into
not
his crazy fantasies.
You're the only one that believes this lie, okay?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't even know why she.
Oh my God.
Herself.
Don't encourage him, Carlos. Oh my God, he's never gonna give up now. He just
was
reinforced
never
it.
Give up to begin
he's
with.
Reinforced
not until
his ideas.
My friend knows the truth about his life.
Who, Donald? Donald knows
no,
the truth
not
about
Donald.
His life.
He's this not, is not Donald.
Donald's not living a lie.
This is you.
I know.
You, Nathan. Nathaniel.
Wow. It's a great game.
It's good. It's fair.
Don't do that. Don't lick my finger.
I didn't lick your finger.
You're trying to.
No. I was trying
wow.
to eat your finger.
Yeah, sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's fun.
Cool.
I guess.
You know what? I'm going.
You know, Donald realized how much I say that's fun on the show?
Yeah, you say it a lot.
How much I say that's fun and shut the fuck up. Shut your fucking mouth.
You either say that's fun or fun.
Fun. Yeah, that's true. I don't realize it.
It's your Tourette's.
This is podcast, Nate.
It's your Tourette's.
Yeah, well, I only do it when I'm on the podcast, though. So. Normally, I'm
you
not.
You do it sometimes at work, too. As far as I've seen.
Well, because work Nate and podcast Nate are kind of the same. I'd like to be. I like try to be funny at work sometimes.
You're funny at work.
Sometimes.
Exactly, because it makes it go by quicker, keeps everyone happy. The one.
The one.
Yeah. Hey, look what I got.
Wow, give me the stress.
No.
Ball back. Stop it.
No.
Stop it.
Nate, give
stop
it back.
What?
If you do need the stress ball, since you're living a lie with your life, so you know what? Go ahead and squeeze away.
Oh.
I am squeezing it. I am squeezing it. Okay. What?
What?
Did you, what? That's true. I heard what you said. I heard what you said.
What did he say?
Explicit. Penis. You said penis, but dick. No, you're not getting the stress ball, Caleb. This is my stress ball now. Okay? Wow.
Yeah.
Walk. It's night outside. You'll get raped.
You would. You would.
You would. Speaking of rape. Did you hear our episode about rape?
No. Why would you hear an episode about rape?
Because it's funny.
It's hilarious under the right context. It's so funny. Okay. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wowzers. It's like Bowser, but with the extra Z at the end for Zers, and then a wow at the beginning instead of bow. So it's not like Bowser at all, really. It's like a completely different word that kind of sounds sort of like Bowser.
It's like Bowser, but not.
It's like the word Bowser, but completely different. It's like Bowser, terrestrial. It's the same, but different. You get it? Like, having to do with the Earth?
Yeah.
Bowser? Where am I going with this?
I have no idea. I'm trying to see how far you go with this.
You know, dominoes.
Dominoes. Bowser, dominoes.
Bowser, dominoes. Same thing! Same basic concept. I mean, if you really think about it, Bowser... Wants to take over the world. Domino's wants to take over the world in a manner of speaking with pizza. I guess.
No, Pizza Hut's taken over the world.
Wow.
Wow.
Fuck your life.
No, there's an anime where Pizza Hut's pretty much taken over.
Right? I got it. What?
There's an anime where Pizza Hut's pretty much taken over, right?
What? There's an anime?
Well, it's. Have you ever seen that commercial for anime called Code Geass?
No.
No. Well,
no.
One of the advertisements for that anime is Pizza Hut. So whenever they order pizza, it actually has Pizza Hut boxes that the characters eat from and stuff like that.
That's pretty cool. That's weird. Hold on.
And they have Pizza Hut billboards everywhere.
What the fuck? That's so awkward. Hey, jerk. I'm talking to Caleb, just in case everyone didn't know. I'm the other jerk.
Fun time.
Next song? We have 28 minutes right now.
Next song.
Next song.
What's your song? Introduce it, damn it.
This song is called Wandering Star by Shed Studio Productions. They found me on MySpace, and enjoy.
Preserved the blackness, the darkness forever. Wandering star, for whom it is deserved, the blackness, the darkness forever. Well, please, could you stay a while to share my grief? For it's such a lovely day to have to always feel this way, and the time that I will suffer less is when I never have to wake. And those who have seen the needles I now tread, like a husk from which all that was and now has fled, and the masks that the monsters wear to feed upon their prey. Wandering star, for whom it is preserved, the blackness, the darkness forever. Wandering star, for whom it is deserved, the blackness, the darkness forever. I'm always doubled up inside, take a while to share my grief. I'm always doubled up inside, tainted, cruel. I'm always doubled up inside, take a while to share my grief. I'm always doubled up inside, tainted, cruel. Wandering star, for whom it is preserved, the blackness, the darkness forever. Wandering star, the darkness forever. Wandering star, for whom it is preserved, the blackness, the darkness forever. Wandering star, for whom it is preserved, the blackness, the darkness forever.
Should be on, Nathan.
Oh, you unplugged the headphone.
The headphone, yeah.
Okay, so it works then. Okay, so that was Wandering Star by Shed Studio Productions. Check them out on MySpace. I think it's myspace.com/Shed Studio.
Shed Studio.
You can just
search them.
Yeah, MySpace, search Shed Studio. And they're a British band. They're pretty good. This is a good song. I heard this and I was like, wow. Yep,
I like the chorus for this song.
Yeah. Wandering Star. For whom it is preserved, the blackness, the darkness. That's Carlos's dance. Forever. Wandering song. Okay. So we're going to end the show a little bit earlier, because we want to show Caleb a bunch of stuff that we did in the past. A bunch of, like, cool characters and stuff that we did that's pretty funny. And... thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Hey, Donald. Hey, Donald.
Awkward. Hey, you're
gay.
Wow. Hey, Donald.
Donald, don't hate the show.
Ever.
Please.
We do love you.
I'll see you Monday.
Oh yeah.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
We call him Long Carlos. remember that thing from Joe Patisse? We call him Long Will. He's coming for you, Donald. Oh my god, be prepared. Oh, we're gonna end the show. We're gonna end the show right now. I'm sorry, Carlos. I'm sorry, it was so fun. I had to do it. Oh, okay, everyone, thanks for listening.
Bye.
You've been listening to Podcast Pendulum with Nathan and Carlos. Hope you enjoyed the show. See you next week. And it smells like death. It's all in a day's work, taking money from the poor. Why do you think that God would need your dirty money if you want to start a holy war? Self-righteous, judgmental, first and most stone. Using his name for your own protection.